In the 22nd month of the war against Nazism, to be here in this old palace of St. James's, itself not unscarred by the fire of the year, in order to proclaim the high purposes and resolves of the lawful constitutional government of Europe, the countries have been run. And we meet here also to cheer the hopes of free men and free peoples throughout the world. Here before us on the table lie the little deeds of 10 nations or states whose soil has been invaded and polluted, and whose men, women and children lie prostrate or writhing under Hitler's yoke. But here also, duly authorized by the Parliament and Democracy of Britain, are gathered the servants of the ancient British monarchy and the accredited representatives of the British dominions beyond the seas of Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, of the Empire of India, of Burma, and of all our colonies in every quarter of the globe. They have drawn swords in this cause. They will not let them fall till life is gone or victory is won. Here we meet, whilst across the Atlantic Ocean, the hammers and lathes of the United States signal in a rising hum their message of encouragement and their promise of swift and ever-growing aid. What tragedies, what horrors, what crimes have Hitler and all that Hitler stands for brought upon Europe and the world? The ruins of Warsaw, of Rotterdam, of Belgrade, monuments which will long recall to future generations the outrage of the unopposed air bombing, tied with calculated scientific cruelty to helpless populations. Here in London and through the cities of our land and in Ireland, there may also be seen marks of devastation. They are being repaid. Presently, they will be more than repaid. It will not be by German hands that the structure of Europe will be rebuilt or the union of the European family achieved. The country into which the German armies and the Nazi police have broken, there has sprung up from the soil a hatred of the German name and a contempt for the Nazi creed, which the passage of hundreds of years will not efface from human memory. We cannot see yet how deliverance will come, or when it will come. But nothing is more certain than that every trace of Hitler's footsteps, every stain of his infected and corroding fingers, will be sponged and purged, and if need be, blasted from the surface of the earth. Hitler may turn and trample his hands to torture Europe. He may spread his course far and wide and carry his curse with him. He may break into Africa or into Asia. But it is here, in this island fortress, that he will have to reckon in the end. We shall start to resist by land and sea. We shall be on his back wherever he goes. Our air power will continue to teach the German homeland that war is not all loot and triumph. We shall aim to stir the people of every conquered country to resistance and revolt. We shall break up and derange every effort which Hitler makes to systematize and consolidate his subjugation. He will find no peace, no rest, no halting place, no parley. And if driven to desperate efforts, he attempts the invasion of the British Isles, as well he may, we shall not flinch from the supreme trial. With the help of which we must all feel daily conscious, we shall continue steadfast in faith and duty till our task is done. This, then, is the message which we send forth today to all states and nations bound or free, to all the men in all the land who care for freedom's cause, to our allies and well-wishers in Europe, to our American friends and helpers pouring ever closer in their might across the ocean. This is the message. Lift up your hearts, all will come right. Out of depths of sorrow and sacrifice will be born again the glory of mankind.